Arctic lands where creatures dwelled and terrorized the common man. We've heard the tales of beasts of old, of goblin kings, of monsters and their evil plans. But Hob the Troll, he's a very happy soul. Though he's not fond of goats, he's guaranteed to tend to your funny bone. His teeth may be big, but it makes a bigger grin. He lives underneath a bridge, and he's a friend to just about everyone. Hob the Troll, you turn into his hob, yes, it will soothe your soul.
Fine. Hello, it's me, Hob the Troll. I don't know why I say that all the time. You all know who I am. You're listening to this show. You don't listen to this show if you don't know who I am. I'm sorry if you have a thing where you're like, I don't know. I don't know if I like listening to people drink or eat. If you don't like that, you're not going to like this. Well, I'm not going to eat anything, but I've been drinking things. And I'm going to call people, because that's what I do when I drink. And I record it. It's really irresponsible. I'm just documenting my, poor choices for all of you, which is really what we do now, everybody. And a lot of times they're not even that bad. Throwing stuff around. So here's what happens. My friends, sometimes there are charities like rescue, and sometimes people have projects that they want to do, and to help them, I volunteer to get drunk and call people, and that's what's happening now. You've heard this. I've done this before. What? I swear to God. Oh, I know what happened. This is fascinating, isn't it? What the hell is this troll up to, you say? Oh, what evil is he up to? There it is. That's the sound of the thing going.
Hello.
Hello there. Is this Hob the Troll?
This is Hob the Troll. How are you?
I'm so fine. How are you?
Uh-oh. That's how I am.
You're fine too?
I am. It's just, yes. Are you busy and am I interrupting anything?
No, not at all. I'm having a conversation through Facebook with Sean.
Oh.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We went to see, me and Melissa and my husband Marty went to see the Phantom's Feast this evening.
Mm.
So Sean was asking my opinion and I was giving it to him
Oh, what was your opinion? Was it good? Before you answer, I'm going to tell you this is going to be podcasted.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, good.
It was. We had so much fun. And the food was amazing, too.
See, now I'm suspicious. Because I've asked...
No,
I've,
to be suspicious.
Well, no, I've asked under a different, you know, of like, hey, this is going out to the public. And you're like, oh, I don't know if, I just don't want... Oh, I've opened a can of worms, which hopefully was not what they served at the Phantom's Feast.
Phantom's Feast was fabulous.
What kind of food was there?
I think it was, like a roast pork or something like that. It was just really good, and it had some sort of, like a cherry sauce or something. It was really good.
That sounds pretty good.
It does, yeah. And there were mashed potatoes, and I didn't like the squash, though, but it's probably because I don't really like squash. So I tried the squash, but I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe it's possible that it's just my taste.
Right. That's the thing with feasts. Is sometimes you gotta look at what they're serving, and it's not like a restaurant where you can just order stuff.
Yes, it's true. You get what you get.
One time at the feast, Gwendolyn and I, we stole a keg. I mean, we found a keg, and then we made sure, because we heard so there was some poison at the bottom. There was not, but we made sure, because we don't wanna. That to be, we just want to make sure we're not going to take any chances. But
that's true.
They had some pork loin they were serving at the feast, and we're not allowed to eat it. But some guests didn't want theirs, so they left it on the table or on the plate, and then they were going to throw it out. And they technically threw it out, but they left whoever was serving it. Didn't like dump the plate upside down, so that
they
it
just
was
gently set it in there.
Right, because we asked them to, because technically it was the garbage, but only technically. I'm not above that. I'm hungry. It was pretty good.
I understand, Hob, and you have to take your meals where you can get them. You know.
Yeah. Because they're gonna. If I'm trying to take it off of somebody's plate, I'm at least gonna get a talking to.
And maybe even a finger wagging.
That's right. Lady Isaday is gonna point her finger at us and be like, "Come here, hey, what are you knuckleheads doing?"
It's true. It's very true. She was there tonight. She was fantastic.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey,
it was a lot of fun.
Remember when we said mean things about her in front of a bunch of people and they taped it?
I do remember that.
Remember that?
I do.
Everyone listening, there was a fundraiser. I don't know how it was a fundraiser. Right. They're just walking around with buckets for people to put money in while our friends and us said mean things about our other friends.
That's true. She didn't say a whole lot of mean things about me.
No, well, who can?
Not a whole lot of mean things to be said about me,
because
right?
You're so sweet.
It's true. And I'm so squeaky clean.
Uh-huh.
I've just never done anything bad in my whole life.
That
never.
We know of.
Shush. Well, it's a secret.
Well, you... Because remember that time when we were out to eat and then you just left and you didn't pay the bill? Remember that? Remember that? Because I do.
It was an accident.
What was it? No.
It was.
No.
It was an accident.
Still
and
a crime.
It's not like I was drunk or anything.
Still a crime. That is dining and dashing. And not dashing, well, like a prince.
No, not even. Not even. And the sad thing is I didn't even realize that I forgot to pay my bill until Todd called me when I got home and told me that he paid my bill for me. Mortified I was. What can you do?
Well, that's why, that's, you know, that's, it has taught us a couple of things. Number one, that when we're speaking of the Zucchini Brothers, number one, we've learned that our friends are very great. And number two, if you want to do that like once or twice, if you're in the right group of people, you could probably get away with it.
That's true. And it'll take them a while before they notice that you do it on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah.
See, we should try it, Hob the Troll.
I was just thinking about doing it once, but you said regular basis. See, this is what we're talking about. You do lead a seedy double life, I'm sure of it.
It's true. It's so true. Don't tell the world.
Was it brisk and chilly in the Phantom's Feast?
Say what?
Was it brisk and chilly? Was it cold?
No, it was not. It was actually quite nice. So usually by the end of the month at the feast, it's pretty darn cold.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the end of October.
Yes.
And they try to bring heat units into the feast hall, but you know, it's not really, it's hard to keep the cold out and the heat in. Very drafty in there.
Yeah. You know what I realized? So I'm no geologist. Was it raining? Was it muddy?
It was muddy.
Okay.
It had stopped raining by the time we went, but it was, you know what the ground was like?
Yes.
When we were there?
So
it's pretty similar.
So here's some science for you.
Okay.
I'm, like I said, I'm no geologist. Geologists, but when how dare you?
Weatherologist or
no geologist? Listen to what I'm saying.
Geologist.
So they lay at the Michigan Renaissance Festival. They will lay out wood chips every year, so that it, because the theory is, oh, that will absorb the water. But here's what happens: is that water breaks down wood chips. It breaks them down into its natural fibrous content, right? And that creates silt, which is usually, washed into an area of water like a lake or a delta or something like that. But what has happened over, I'm going to say, hundreds of years of the Michigan Renaissance Festival, it feels like that, is that all of wood chips float. They float.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens is,
like little boats.
Uh-huh. Is the new stuff floats away and the old stuff further decays into silt, and that's the mud. That's the mud. Oh, pardon me. That's the texture. Like, they're just making it worse. Year after year.
What's the solution, Hob?
What's the solution? I think, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a geologist, but maybe paving stones?
Maybe possible.
Maybe paving stones and then, you know, a rudimentary drainage system, because there is that lake over there. That swamp over there.
That's crazy talk now.
It's not crazy talk. It's not. It's not at all. Like, between the castle and the thing there, I think that would be really nice if there was, like, a drainage ditch underneath it so it drained properly, you know, and then went out to that swamp and that people could walk without losing their shoes. Also, but you know what also? I mean, that's the most authentic thing about that place, in my opinion, is everything was covered in mud. But also, I had a thought.
Did you lose it?
I did.
Aww.
It's okay.
Well, you were talking about silt.
Yeah, just, you know. Oh, I remember. It's hey, let's not wear flip flops if we're gonna go to the Renaissance Festival in September.
Yeah, I think that's a fabulous idea.
Yeah, ringworm is a thing.
It sure is.
And they can go ahead.
Don't tell anybody, but I wore rubber rain boots the whole last weekend.
I'm not telling anybody.
Don't tell anybody.
No. This doesn't go. Listen, nobody listened to this podcast. There's like a dozen people.
Really?
No, there's more than that. I don't know. I always forget. I wish there was a thing that I could just look up real easily without having to go to. Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
It's a whole big thing.
You would think with technology today, you would be able to see, like on Facebook, you know how when they do that live broadcast on Facebook, how
Yes.
you can tell how many people are watching you and who?
Yeah, I want that for this. Hey, I'm going to be starting one of those. I'm going to be doing one of those.
You are?
I don't know if I'll do this because I need the phone to do other things. You can't just do that from your laptop.
Oh.
I don't know.
Like Skype?
Well, I don't know. But I'm gonna.
You need to get with it, Hob the Troll.
Don't you tell me what to do. I am getting with it.
Whatever.
I'm going to do a YouTube channel. How about that?
That's fine.
That's the big news. The big news that I waited to call you to tell everybody. I'm going to be doing a YouTube channel. How about that?
I think that's a fantastic idea.
I think so, too.
I'd be one of the 5 million people that watch your YouTube, whatever it's called.
Yeah. I know people who do that. There's my friend Leather Jacket Guy who does that. And he just drinks.
Yeah.
He just drinks all the time and plays and plays games with his friends. And people watch that, and I'm, you know, he's, I think it's because he's handsome.
Really?
That everyone watches it. Hmm. He's funny, he's very funny, but he's also very handsome, and he speaks all Irish-y.
Oh, well, you know, you're handsome in your own special way.
Why does it have to be a qualifier every time? Can I tell
all
you
right,
something?
Fine. You're
I also,
handsome, okay?
I'm
you're just as handsome as anyone I know.
See,
all right? Man, you're so touchy sometimes.
It's tough. Ugh. It's tough being a troll.
It's not easy being you.
No. Every
I'm
day.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I want you to know that out of all the trolls I know, you're the handsomest.
Well, there we go. I'll take
the
that.
Funniest.
Go on.
And if I weren't married, I'd date you.
Ooh.
There you go.
So let me ask you this.
Hmm.
How long, if I may ask, have you been married?
21 years.
And how long have you worked? Have you been doing the Michigan Renaissance Festival?
34 years.
All right, so there was probably some smooching on property. Am I right? Am I right?
Well,
little bit of smooching.
Maybe once.
Maybe
or
once
twice.
Or twice.
Okay, maybe like 10 times.
Wow.
Maybe. No, that's a big fat lie.
Baker's dozen.
Okay, it was 12, an even 12.
Baker's dozen is 13.
But I don't remember who it was.
That's fine.
Does that make it juicier, and will that get you more people listening to your podcast?
Oh my goodness, that's scandalous. The scandal.
I know, that's about all I can give you.
Oh, yo.
You know.
Yeah.
I have a reputation to uphold, you know?
I suppose. Gwendolyn and I haven't even...
Renaissance Festival. What?
Go ahead.
I started at the Renaissance Festival when I was in college. I was 21 years old.
Oh, man, that's prime makeout time.
Yeah, but you know what? When you're working with some of the girls that I worked with, I didn't get a whole lot of attention.
Oh.
Yeah, well, they were prettier than me.
I find that impossible to believe.
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay, well, their boobs were bigger than mine. Which wasn't hard to do.
See, then people are just being shallow.
That's true.
See,
that's very true.
Gwendolyn and I, we haven't even made out.
I don't believe that.
It's true. We just sing songs.
Just sing?
Yep.
Do you sing about making out?
Maybe.
Well, but that's pretty close.
It is. It makes it more... Cause listen, nobody wants to see a troll and an idiot just sucking face on a bridge. Or anywhere, really. But we're sweethearts. We carved our initials into the bridge.
Aw.
That's right.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's very cute. You two are a match made in heaven.
Oh, somewhere.
Match
made somewhere.
If I were an idiot, I would sit on the bridge and sing with you as well.
You know, there was things to do.
There are. And I did sing with you this year. It was kind of fun.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
But you know.
So let me tell you about what I'm drinking.
Okay.
It's all gone.
This is a drunk dial, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's all gone. I was having some root beer and some vodka. I drank it all. Drank it all. And I ate some hot dogs.
Root beer and vodka?
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Gets the job done.
I guess.
You can just drink it real fast.
Oh, you just throw it back so it doesn't touch your tongue so you don't taste it?
The root beer takes out the burn of the vodka.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Huh.
I mix about even, like 50-50.
Oh.
It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I would think so.
I don't recommend
it,
but...
Bad.
But it's gonna be interesting this rest of this evening.
And I'm sure the hot dogs take the edge off.
That's right. Can I tell you something? I've eaten more hot dogs in the last 2 months, 2.5 months than I have in the whole year.
Why?
Mog dogs.
Are you belching?
Yes. That's the other cool thing is that I burp a lot. But Mog Dogs, Tuggy von Schmeckel of the Mud Show was selling hot dogs in the campground.
Yes, I heard about that.
And it was really convenient.
Unfortunately, I couldn't make...
I don't know if you're using the word unfortunately correctly. I think you kind of dodged a bullet because it's like... two hot dogs for $5, and then it's like, I got lots of $5, and you just get a lot of hot dogs, and then you lie down, and you think about the poor choice you made.
Well, since you put it that way, then, yeah, I think I'm better off.
Yeah, I mean, it was great company, and the good hot dogs, and the convenience, you can't beat it.
Right.
It's like I can just walk over. I can just walk over here, get my dinner, and then walk home and lay down. That's a good plan.
Right. That is a good plan if you want belly bloat.
Yeah, but you don't have to do dishes. You don't even have to get a plate.
No. It's fish food.
That's right.
And you get your exercise in, walking back and forth between hot dog and home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not a lot of exercise, but it's enough to settle it.
Right.
I'm no doctor, and but then, I think that eating while standing up is good for you. What were you going to say?
If you you're also getting more exercise from laying there and breathing in and out.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm doing that a lot.
You know?
Yes.
So, yeah, you're getting your full workout there.
How do I log that into my Fitbit?
What?
My Fitbit, my fitness tracker. Do you know if there's a code I punch into? Where it's like,
so
what?
So that your respirations will count as exercise?
Yeah, because I'm sweating a lot.
There's got to be a way.
Yeah, there's got to be like a little, like an app or thing that you...
Yeah, there has to be.
Well, speaking of laying down, I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So I'm gonna okay. Let you go.
All right.
But,
Thanks for calling, Hob.
Oh, my pleasure. You're one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Aw, thanks a lot.
All right.
You're my favorite troll ever.
Oh, that's so nice.
I didn't say it because it's nice. I said it because it's true.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll just have to come down to Florida and visit you.
Yes, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time at the Florida, the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
That's right.
All right, my dear. I will talk to you later.
Okay, thanks for calling, Hob.
You're very welcome. I love you, my friend. All right.
I love you too, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, shit.
Call has been forwarded.
Oh, let's see here. I put this down here so nobody can hear the number, and then I'm just gonna. Three. La la la.
Please record your message.
Gladly.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'm dreaming of a white pickle. Barrel that's full of
message Chris. Erase.
No.
Please re-record your message.
I will.
If your message, press 1.
Christmas Eve with pickles. You and me, pine tree. There'll be snow and Curtis Blow and Manolatity. Merry Christmas, pine tree, Tom the Troll. I drank there was vodka in the bottle and I drank it all up. And I went to the mall and I saw people singing Christmas carols and they were singing. And then there were some women who were very rude. They were very rude to people. And being very inconsiderate to their fellow man. Especially around Christmas time. These women, Pine Tree, they took, they had seats, like, set up so people could hear Christmas songs. And then they moved two seats, thinking, oh, we'll get the better of them. And then what happened is a bunch of people stood in front of them where they're allowed to stand. And they were all like, no! You're in my way. You're in my way, they would say. And they were being very rude. And I said, you are being very rude to people on Christmas. They have every right to be here, just like you do. And they weren't listening. So I set them straight. Very politely, I think. I hope so. They probably didn't think I was treating them politely, but they were being very rude to everybody else. It was very inconsiderate. So I saw that. I hope you're having a Merry Christmas. You're probably like, whose number is this? Why is... I'm not going to let anybody... I'm not answering my phone. That's smart. It's a smart thing to do. But it's me. And I'm going to call a couple more times after this. If you don't pick up. Yeah. It was very busy, Dale. It's not... Yeah. Very busy at the mall at Christmas time. I don't usually like to go out. Or the... Hey, what's that? I think I found something here in my room I was looking for earlier. That's good. What is that? One time I wanted to have a pumpkin. We'll carve it later for Thanksgiving. And I put it in the freezer. And I forgot about it. And there was a bunch of other stuff in front of it. People come over and they're like, why do you have a frozen pumpkin? And I said, it's fine. But when you freeze a pumpkin, it doesn't freeze all at once. It kind of makes, it was insulated, like the outside froze, and then the inside, it was a mess. It was a big old mess. That I had to clean up. I threw it away. And a bunch of other food that was in... It wasn't a lot of food. That was salvageable. In the freezer there. I hope you're well. I don't know where you are. I think maybe the state of Texas. Which is a very big state. With a lot of people in it.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for good. Recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message... Press 1 to listen to your message. To send your message with normal delivery. Press 1 to send your message. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll call you right back. This is fascinating podcast material, ladies and gentlemen. What a treat. What a holiday treat. How long was that? Oh. See. Oh. Oh. Getting a very important text, I imagine. Let's see. 25. I'll turn that off while I just see how long that was. And about. Yeah.
Tone, please record your message.
Okay.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Do you think, it's me again, do you think that Manlete knows how angry I am with him sometimes? Do you think, why am I so angry at him? Why? I get angry at that Manlete. I think I get mad because he was like, I don't know. He doesn't give people a chance to laugh at his jokes. He tells a joke and then he already, you know, it's timing. Right? He's got work.
You are satisfied with your message. Press 1 to listen to your message. Press 2 to erase and re-record. Press 3 to continue recording where you left off. Press 4.
Ooh, that's a good option. Okay, that's a good option.
Recording at the end of your message. Press 1.
Thank you, I will. It was the machine telling me I could leave a detailed message and add it later. It's just, I get upset. I get upset with that Manlete because he does that material about Asians that I am uncomfortable with. I think everybody's uncomfortable with that. And now he brings it up. He brings it up to the people in Michigan. He's like, people said they didn't like this, so I'm going to do it anyway. Ha ha ha. That's inconsiderate. You know, I'm not going to say you have to change who you are and do all that stuff because people complain. But you listen, I'm talking to the right person about this because you know that there are some people who are like who would be okay with that, and there are some people who aren't. And then you know that there are certain lines you don't cross, and you gotta respect people. You gotta respect people, and I don't think that when he does that, he's necessarily thinking that he's disrespecting people. Oh, he was talking about his one-man show, and that was that he was saying he was using some very foul language, and I was not okay with it, and I told him so. Yeah. It's what we gotta do. We gotta make sure people know, hey, if you're gonna do this, you gotta know. It's gonna be, listen, you'll be good, I say, to Manlete and others. Like, okay, how loud do you think Titanic needs to be? Because I think we both agree that if they were to turn off the microphones on the drums, I think people would enjoy it just the same amount that they would anyway. Do you get what I'm saying? You're picking up what I'm putting down? Yeah. Remember when everybody lost power at Michigan and it was like, oh, that sounds okay. I was worried for the other people who had to like I was concerned for the glass blowers in the kitchen and people who wanted food, I was concerned for them. But a good thing that happened is that the Adrian's drums weren't mic'd, and everyone could hear him just fine. Remember? That's what I'm saying. But we'll see. We'll see. We will see. Oh my goodness. My friend, I need to eat something. When I was at the mall, I had a bourbon chicken and some corn. That was my side. I chose corn. And that with drinking, I've made two mistakes very close to one another. I say, yeah. I really hope you're doing
the maximum time permitted for recording your message.
Good.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1.
Satisfied.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your thank you. Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Oh, I didn't, that's a long. Okay, this is real long. Oh gosh. Where's the wave? There it is. There's the waveform. All right, Merry Christmas. Okay, this next person. They bid on it. What do you call it? They won a thing. They bought it from a book. It was a Kickstarter. This was a reward for they could get a column up. I don't know if I even know this person that well. This person, and I'm not going to have who that is, because they know you can't get their number.
Please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, this is Hob the Troll, and I've been drinking just for you. Just for you. And, myself, if I'm honest. And it's before Christmas, so I'm going to sing a song. Christmas song, if I can find the thing here. I don't even know if this will work. I didn't think this out. I didn't expect. Well, who would? Like, you kind of can't. Then it loses the spontaneousness nation. But let's see. What's a good Christmas song? How about this one? There we go. La 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 la. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. What tidings we bring to you and your friends. Great tidings at Christmas, and that's the whole year. I'm not gonna play the whole song. I get sued. Is this messing with the levels? Oh, jeez. Anyway, thank you for buying Dave the Knave's book. I got mine in the mail. I'm going to tell you a secret. I haven't started reading it yet, but I'm going to. I'm going to start reading it real soon. I'm reading, it's a book of essays by a former guest of the show, Mary Jo Peel. It's called Employee of the Month. And it's very good. You should pick up that book if you get like an Amazon gift card for Christmas. It's pretty good. You'll be reading Dave the Knave's book, which is something like Adventures in Treachery or Treacherous Criminal Intent SVU. Something like that. Now I feel bad because I didn't get the name of the thing. My book, because I'm not reading it yet. It's on my shelf. That's not even true. It's not even on a shelf. It's near my bed. I'm telling you too much already. But thank you. It's very important that you have given of your to do this. It's very kind. And kindness is a very good thing. It matters a lot. Hey, let me tell you about how kind I am, okay? So, I was going to the pet store, look at those puppies and kittens to see if they found homes. I was thinking maybe giving one home to myself. There was one cat, she was very, very nice. And then there was a family that came in, and they were very excited to get their first cat. And they were looking at the cat that I was maybe thinking about adopting. And they were like, oh, we really like this cat. Oh, it's still here. It's still here. So I bought them that cat. I'm like, here we go, Merry Christmas. And they said, really? I said, yes. Because the adoption fee wasn't that much. And I would gladly help them have a Merry Christmas. Because it's a very nice thing to do. I'm a very nice troll. And I'm not saying that so everyone will be like, oh, look at him bragging. I'm saying it because it's true and it's nice. I like doing that. It was very fun. I felt good doing it.
You have reached the maximum time permitted to record.
Ain't it the way.
Send your message. Press 1 at message sent. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye. We'll call him back. Maybe I'll get him on the phone this time. Such excitement. This is going to be a long episode, you guys. Thank you for sticking in there.
Hello?
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 Hello, is this Melissa?
Yes, it is.
This is Hob the Troll.
Hi!
Hi, I just left a long message on your voicemail.
Sorry?
I left a long message on your voicemail.
Okay.
And it ran out of time, so I called you back.
Well, hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm making eggnog.
Oh! See, that was one of my options for this evening, because I'm a little bit inebriated. As per the agreement, but I had I had some vodka and a root beer, and then I called up you and I called up another person who also got Dave the Knave's book.
Cool.
Yes.
So we have a party tomorrow, so that's what my eggnog is for.
Oh, I see. Are you're making it from scratch?
Yes.
That's fancy.
It is. It's got real eggs in it and everything, but the thing is, you got to take about half the milk and the eggs.
Yes.
And all the sugar.
Right.
And you cook it very, very, very slowly, just till it gets about 160 degrees.
Uh-huh.
So that you don't get the raw egg germs in it. It kills it.
Right.
And then you put it in the fridge and put the rest of the milk in it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's beautiful.
And it's very... Do you like it very thick and creamy?
Yes.
It's the best, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It is not... See that, like, those, I'm slowly making a list of things that, like, the list is not as long as I thought it would be, but things I miss about Michigan at this time of year. Because you can't really...
The snow is very nice.
Yeah, it doesn't really do much, like, drinking eggnog in Florida, it's not a beverage you want to be drinking outside. You know?
No.
So, yeah, like Mai Tais are more appropriate.
A little bit.
I might have another one tonight. Who knows? Would you like to hear a Christmas song?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, I already sang you one.
Yay! I will have to listen to that later.
Is it okay if this goes out on my podcast?
Oh, that's fine.
All right, I'm good. Because if you said no, I'd have to take out this whole part and just play the stuff that I left on your machine, which is now your phone. How weird is that?
Yeah, it's everything all in one little box.
It's great.
Like, I never carried a camera around before.
Right.
Because it was just one more thing that I would set down somewhere and lose. But now I've got, like, a camera and a tape recorder and a video camera. Mm-hmm.
And all your and friends. Yeah.
And the Walkman.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
People, I was talking to somebody and they were giving teenagers a hard time for looking at the phone. I'm like, why? They're talking to their friends.
Uh-huh.
I'm jealous. When I was a kid and I wanted to talk to my friends, it'd be like, oh, well, I have to wait till after this time because that's when we can call people long distance. And
you have to go bug your dad to get the 5-digit code to put in to get the low rate after 8 p.m.
Right. Yeah. And then he's going to be like, who are you talking to? I'm like, none of your business. Uh-huh. And he's like, is it a girl? And I said, maybe it is. And he's like, you're not talking to a girl. And I said, shut up. Maybe I am, but I wasn't.
Oh.
I'm talking.
See, I talk to lots of girls, but that's probably different. Cause, yeah. You know, I'm a girl.
Yeah. And why? Yeah. But so you're having a party?
Yes, it's not my party. We're going to a party.
Oh, good. That way you don't have to do a lot of cleaning.
Right.
Yeah.
It's actually my husband's aunt is hosting the party.
Is it?
Even though she's his aunt, she's only like 5 years older than us. It's kind of weird.
Well, that happens. Is it?
Yeah, but everybody shows up and everybody brings something they like to drink and something they like to eat, and we sit around and end up laughing at each other all day, and it's pretty good.
Well, yeah, you'll have something to talk to them about for this. Because of this.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, hey, guess what? A troll called me after getting drunk. yeah. Is it a white elephant gift party?
No, it's not. Those are fun, though.
Yeah.
I actually have a Christmas cookie jar from a white elephant party.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. What? It doesn't have anything in it right now, but it's like an angel.
Hmm. One time, I came up with this idea. Like, I didn't really understand what the white elephant party was, and then I went to it. I'm like, oh, okay. So the next year, I went to the Goodwill or Salvation Army or something, and I got one of those. I got a one of those like Precious Moments figurines. And I put it in a big box along with a rock. And I didn't put bubble wrap in it or nothing, and I wrapped it, and I'm like, shake it, see if you can figure out what it is.
That's mean. That is really funny.
Yeah, they weren't happy when they opened it, but they thought it was really funny at the time.
Yeah.
Now,
you know what else is funny? If you get a small present and put it in a big box, and you put it in a bunch of boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the person has to open up, like, 6 or 7 boxes, and then in the middle is, like, concert tickets or something.
Yeah.
But it has to be a really awesome concert.
Right. Right. Like, but also you have to have a lot of wrapping paper, and you have to know how to wrap nice.
Oh, not really.
Well, that's good.
You just get, like, the color comic pages from the newspaper. Do you get newspapers still in Florida?
Yeah, they come. Yeah, we get them.
There's only 4 newspapers a week now here.
Yep.
Like, they make a newspaper every day, but if you want it, you have to go get it. They don't bring it to your house only 4 times.
No.
So I don't have color comics anymore. But I could get them.
See, I always remember they always would just come on. Those were the ones you get with Sunday. Like, the rest of the week, you get one page, and it were black and white funnies.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, you had, like...
Sunday, you get the big ones,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they were doing color comics every day for a while, and I think they probably are, but I don't get it every day anymore.
Well, maybe they said, we're gonna take our budget, and we're gonna take away delivery, and we're just gonna put it on color ink for the comics every day. And somebody's like, hey, I read on a blog that we shouldn't do that. And then since somebody said the word blog in a newspaper, everyone got real sad.
Yeah.
Well.
I could see where that happened.
But I hope they all have a great Christmas party and they have a great time.
I'm sure we will.
Well, very good. Well, I should probably eat something.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
So I'm gonna let you go, but I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and call you since I'm inebriated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
This is the best phone call ever.
Oh. Well, hopefully you'll get a phone call that's even better next year.
Okay.
Not necessarily for me, just like in general.
Like
somebody calls and they said, hey, we found, this is the county, and we found on your property that there's a solid gold Cadillac buried underneath, and it's yours.
That'd be a good. That would be the best phone call ever.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and it runs on rainwater.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. That's the goal. Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas,
Tom. Merry Christmas. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was very nice. How do I... There we go. Oh, so nice. Okay, contractual obligation fulfilled, and it's Christmas time for all. Good night.